A Philadelphia physician is trying to convince people to try uncommon bits of meat that often go to waste. Livers, hearts, tongues. And he's changing people's minds on organ meats by organizing special dinners that feature these less popular cuts. There's one coming up in Philadelphia later this month, and WHYY's Alan Yu went to the last one earlier this year for a preview.
Dr. Jonathan Reisman got interested in food during anatomy class in medical school. His professor would tell the class which cuts of beef the human muscles correspond to.
There's a muscle in the back of the abdomen called the psoas major, which corresponds to filet mignon, of course. And on the back of the thigh, we have muscles that help us bend our knee, and that correspond to the top round and the bottom round and the eye of round.
In addition to his interest in anatomy, Reisman has been an adventurous eater for a while. He learned about liver recipes passed down in his family. And he worked abroad where he tried oxtail and spleen and other organs. He says these animal parts taste good, are nutritious, and should not go to waste.
Every single part of an animal's body is edible. Every single part.
With the exception of bones or hard parts that might hurt your teeth or stomach. Starting a few years ago, he worked with chefs to host special dinners called Anatomy Eats. Like one in Jet Wine Bar in South Philadelphia, where people tried a special menu of spleens, hearts, and uteruses paired with wine. This night, he worked with Malaysian chef Angie Branca, who is a longtime favorite in the Philadelphia restaurant scene. She prepared and introduced all the dishes.
This is a beef aorta satay. Marinated in our signature satay sauce with our signature peanut.
And she explained that people around the world have no problem with eating the organs that many Americans are squeamish about now.
In Malaysia, when you buy chicken, you don't get to choose, unless you go to a Western style supermarket, you don't get to choose what part of a chicken you're going to buy. You have to buy the whole chicken. And we have to learn how to use everything because you paid for it. It's not going to go into the trash can.
Philadelphia lawyer Nan Sato was one of the people at this dinner. She has lived and traveled around the world. And she says it's good to introduce more Americans to the wonders of eating all parts of an animal.
I think it really helps you appreciate the animal so much more than just thinking it's something that grows out of a tree or a machine or something. If you lose touch with where food comes from, that leads to unhealthy eating, that leads to very extreme behaviors when it comes to food choices, and also a lot of waste.
And there is some research to back that up. Some scientists studied the meat supply chain in Germany and found that if people ate more of the organs and bits that usually are treated as waste, it would reduce the carbon footprint of eating meat. Nan Sato says organ meats and other unusual cuts still turn some Americans off their food. She remembers another local restaurant, Amber and Ash, that made a name for themselves by serving dishes like blood sausage, lamb tongue fries, and pig's head. She loved it, but those menu items did not last.
The reality is, as a restaurant, you have to survive. For example, the night we went there and ordered the pig, we were the only one who ordered it. And maybe they sold another order all night, so it wasn't, let's say, flying off the shelf.
I contacted them for this story, but did not hear back. In the meantime, Jonathan Reisman and local chefs will continue their quest to show people that almost all parts of an animal are edible. Alan Yu, WHYY News.
And this note, the next Anatomy Eats dinner will be on October 25th at the La Croix restaurant at the Rittenhouse Hotel right here in Philadelphia.